King of Beasts or King of Brains?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, of course, the so-called King of Beasts is the lion, but what does a lion have to do with brains?
In a recent BBC television series called Walking with Cavemen, an African lion was shown eating the carcass of some other animal. Now, in the background, the primitive-looking ape men were waiting for the lion to finish so they could eat the remains. The narrator then stated that eating meat made the ape men's brain develop. This was supposed to be an important step in human evolution. But if you follow their logic, then shouldn't the lion have a much more developed brain than we do? The best predators should be the smartest and most highly evolved animals in all the world. Eating meat, walking upright and using tools have all been touted as promoting man's evolution, and they all fail in their logic. Only Genesis tells us of the true origin of mankind, that we were created in the image of God and given a spirit that makes us different from all the other animals, from the rest of His creation.
You'll find out much more about the truths of the book of Genesis by attending one of our faith-building Answers in Genesis conferences. For a schedule, go to our website, answersradio.com. When you do, you'll notice our intensive conference that's planned this July near Cincinnati. It's called our Creation College. For information about upcoming meetings and to download free booklets, go to answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.